For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team, their head coach, Jim Scanlon. And coach, first of all, your first impressions here of this Clarkson rink?
I like it. Yeah, it's a nice facility. Obviously, it's hockey's important here at Clarkson University. You can tell that. It should be a pretty neat environment for our group to play in. So, just talking to Matt, they've got some things in works for next year. They're going to expand and add on and build. So it's obviously with the success of his program and a long tradition of pretty good hockey on the men's side. You know, they're putting money back into their program. So, no question, it's a definitely an outstanding facility up here in upstate New York.
Well, I noticed that their benches are on opposite sides. What is the advantage or disadvantage of that?
Well, for the advantage, obviously, for them is they play like that all the time. So, you know, for us, it's going to be a little bit unique. We haven't done that. I think the biggest challenge will be the second period again, because the long change gets longer the way the benches are set up. So everybody just has to be aware of the situation and again, just make smart entries, smart dumps, and allow us to get good changes, because you certainly don't want to be changing on a back check and giving up out number situations. So we just got to be real smart with how we go about our line changes.
It was a long journey out here to upstate New York. How's the energy of your team after the long trip?
Good. Everything went really well. I thought you know, Wednesday was certainly probably the longest day in terms of we didn't get into Syracuse till almost midnight, but everything's gone really, really well. Yesterday was a beautiful day. The weather was really nice. Got an opportunity to come up here and skate. So, the players are ready. This is, it's a business trip. You know, we got a great opportunity. We've talked about it since day one, really, and now we get an opportunity to go out there and step on the ice against a very good team.
Come off of two shutouts, 0-0 on Friday and 5-0 against Syracuse on Saturday. How much confidence, if any, does that give you coming into this series?
Well, I think certainly both goalies have to feel good about how they're playing. I thought they both looked really sharp in practice all week. So, you know, our team could see that, and they certainly feed off that. But, you know, and the goalies will be the first to tell you that they'll credit their teammates with anytime you don't allow a goal. There's everybody involved that's helping do that. So, you know, I thought we played a pretty good Syracuse team that was very, very physical, and I think that certainly will prepare us for the weekend here. But again, anytime you can put a zero up on the board against keep the opposing team to zero, you've done a good job. So just from that, certainly confidence. But this is a whole new week, a whole new opponent. So you know what, none of that means anything now. We just got to go out and play.
What was it about Clarkson that you saw on film recently that you guys kind of knew you had to target?
Well, first of all, they're extremely well coached. I think Matt and his staff do a tremendous job. They have an outstanding goalie. Shea Tilley is recognized as one of the best in the country, and that'll be a challenge first and foremost. But they have 12 very good forwards, 6 very good defense. They play hard. They do very well in their systems, and they skate well. I mean, they're going to come after you. They're certainly going to test us in all areas, and it'll be a real. The type of game that's certainly going to prepare us for league play, because this is a very, very good team we're playing.
And of course, it's important to come down the late stretch of the season when pairwise and rankings and all that good stuff. What kind of an opportunity is this for your team, and how did it come about?
I just reached out to Matt a couple years ago, just trying to find games, and he was one of the few coaches out there that responded and said, "Yeah, we'd love to play you." And we always like to work a home and home. And he said, "Yeah, we'd love to come back out to Bemidji." So that was a couple of years ago that we arranged it. And so obviously the success that program's had since then, you know, has just kind of magnified this game even more. And, you know, as far as the pairwise go, obviously every non-conference game is really, really important. Doesn't matter when you play it, because, for either team, you hope things are going to trend upward as the year goes on. But right now, they're the number two ranked team in the country. So for us to notch a W against this team right now is certainly going to help our pairwise as the season goes on. And hopefully, you hope it comes into play at the end of the year that allows you to advance in the NCAA tournament, because that's certainly what everybody wants to do. So, but again, it's only games three and four of the year. We're nowhere near the team we're going to be come February. But, right now, today, it's a great opportunity to come out here and make a statement as a program.
last weekend watching your special teams. Obviously, the penalty kill, again, solid as it always has been for this Beaver squad. But power play, you guys didn't get any goals. What did you work on this week to prepare for this weekend?
Well, scoring obviously is the number one goal, but there's other goals that we look for from our power play, and one of them is changing momentum. And I thought last week, particularly on Saturday, Friday's game, we were able to change the momentum in that first period when we got a power play. I think we put up 8 shots on that power play, and that's what we talk about, changing momentum of a game. So I thought Saturday again we had some better looks. We were a little bit we moved the puck around a little bit better, but it's a work in progress. Obviously, it's something that we're going to continue to work on. We're still deciding on personnel, but again, you know, you want to score, that's first and foremost. But again, you can change the momentum. And you can certainly get a lot of shots if your power play is working. Going to be a challenge again because they do a great job on the kill, and our penalty kill will be challenged because obviously it's when we get shorthanded, they're going to be putting out 5 pretty good hockey players. So, but again, it's an opportunity for both special teams against a very good team, and by the end of this weekend, we're going to be better at both.
I heard you mention to your team staying in the moment. Is that one of the keys to getting a win here today?
Oh, I think so. You know, it's just really, really important that, don't think about the outcome. It's just focus on your shift. And when that shift's over, you come in, you talk about it a little bit as a group, and then you get focused for that next one. And we just need to continue to do that 20 at a time. And when they come in between periods, obviously they're going to get a physical break. But it's really, really important that they stay in it mentally and just stay sharp, because again, going against teams like this, you have to do that. If you let your mind wander, if you have one bad shift can be the difference. So great test for us today to try to do that against a very good hockey team.
Coach, good luck against Clarkson. We'll talk to you in the post game.
Thanks, Kelly.